Dr. Saber taking an office note on patient Vanessa Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, date of birth 1/25/1991, date of service 5/15/2023, per paragraph to patient, 32-year-old Hispanic female, referred to see me by Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of increased echogenicity on renal ultrasound, per paragraph. Past medical history includes hypertension and gestational hypertension in the past. Currently maintained on one medication, amlodipine 5 mg, recently started 2 weeks ago. Next history of kidney stones during her pregnancies times 2, period, paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergy, she's allergic to penicillins. Social history, patient is married with 2 kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She's a supervisor at a tile company, period, paragraph. Tile company, period, paragraph. Family history, mother with diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension, as well as cirrhosis status post liver transplant. Her father's health is unknown. Grandparents have diabetes and hypertension, period. Review of systems reveals positive headaches, morning headaches, positive snoring, increased daytime sleepiness, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, no nocturia. She has regular periods, no leg swelling, or other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of COVID-19 gene therapy. Last booster was in 2022, period paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine 5 mg daily. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, in CNT, pupils are reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ecteric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no trigloblemic extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupil, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm normal, sphenous two, no murmurs, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resist. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. Her creatinine is 0.7, hemoglobin is 14. Urinalysis shows no proteinuria. She had 6 to 10 WBC and 3 to 10 RBCs. Period. Her renal ultrasound shows good sized kidneys bilateral with good sized cortex bilateral. However, the impression on the ultrasound shows that she has bilateral echogenic kidneys. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension uncontrolled. Patient was recently started on amlodipine. We're going to switch the time into the evening and monitor and recheck in 2 weeks her home blood pressure log and adjust accordingly. Per paragraph next. History of echogenic kidneys on ultrasound. Despite good sized kidney and good sized cortex, I suspect this impression was a mistake. We are going to, however, run a minimal workup to make sure she doesn't have any proteinuria given her risk factors for hypertension and gestational hypertension. We may have to repeat an ultrasound as well at a later date, period. Next, diagnosis history of kidney stones. No current kidney stones on the recent ultrasound. We are going to do a Litolink study to assess the risk of kidney stone formation and minimize the future risk, period. Paragraph next, morbid obesity. Patient was advised to lose weight via lifestyle modification and dieting, period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendation. And thank you, Dr. Pond, for your trust. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Pond, P-O-D-N-T, and report. Thanks.